How many of you have been prophesying lately over your situation? You know, in John 16:33, we did the scripture last week. It says, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome this world. I said, again, those trials, those sorrows that you may have, people, you still have authority over them. Sometimes we feel that we don't have to, we don't need to say something. We don't need to say anything. It's, you do. Now, it doesn't mean that you just keep being repetitive with it. If you spoke it out, believe that you received it. And it says, and you shall what? Have it. That's not some prophet that set this in and is going off of their own words. This is Jesus saying this. The creator of all the world, of everything that we see, he set this thing. This isn't something that someone else is saying. We got to be able to have that confidence in him. You know, when with God, all things are what? Possible to him who believes. Now, I know for a fact, as much as I love hoops, basketball, I'm not going to go to the league. Even right now, at the young age of 31, if I had my chance, my opportunity passed me a long, long time ago. Right after JUCO, that was a small window right there before I came here. Now I understand all things are possible within reason, within his word. But all things are possible. Whatever God has provided for you on the cross and what Jesus has provided for you, it's yours. Sometimes we don't want to ask because we're more. He wants to give it to you. He says, ask so that your joy may be complete. God wants you more dependent upon you, on him, rather than you being dependent upon you and other people. Your relationship with him is 100% important. But he says to ask. God wants to open up doors for you. I pray for favor every single day. Favor is not fair. And it's not just a parking spot at Walmart, even though I don't like going there. There's some weird people there, you know? And I might be one of them, you know? It's seeing Pastor Tim talking to himself again. Oh, geez, I don't know. No, I was playing. But I'll pray for favor every single day. Pray for favor. Pray for deliverance. Pray for healing. Believe that you're healed. Walk it out. But you have to act on the word of God and what has already been spoken. It's living that out, acting on it. You know, when it comes to just when you're walking with him, I don't know about you, but I don't ever get afraid when I'm with him. It's when I start trying to do stuff on my own because I don't know. But then I get back to drawing to him and going to him and praying in the spirit. And the Bible talks about it, when you don't know what you should pray for, you pray in the spirit and the Holy Spirit will help you in your weakness. He will come and intercede with you. That's a beautiful thing. There's years ago, my mom worked nights. My dad would be at meetings and stuff for church. And my brother, we would have like some school things that we go to, you know, school plays at night that they would have. And our school was just right down the street. But it never failed. It seemed like if we were walking together, there would be a stray dog that comes up. And then I would always get tensed up. I was like, why is there a dog, you know? My brother, without hesitation, know how I felt, would go chasing after that dog and run it off. There was no fear in him. But there was a little fear in me. I didn't like dogs. I don't mind dogs. I just, today, I'm cool with them, but I have to be cool with the people too. So dogs usually take on the personality of their owners. I don't mind going to the pros. Their dog don't even bark. Nice dogs. Want to come home? No, I'm sorry. But then there are some that they'll take on the personality of the owner. So sometimes I'll steer clear, but I know that I have dominion. I know I have authority. You know, when Jesus took that authority back, it wasn't authority over America. It was authority over this world. The church has the dominion over this world. And sometimes we're too busy looking at what other people are doing rather than the other way around. We're looking at what the world is doing rather than us setting the example of how it should be. I think we think too lowly of ourselves. You're the body of Christ. No unbeliever can say that. We are part, we make up the body of Christ. You are important in the body of Christ, whether you believe that. People, oh, I just need a title. You don't need a title. Your title is a child of God. You can get more results than those who have a title. But take heart. You underline that in your Bible, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. There's our focus. What Jesus has done for us, not what's coming against us, what Jesus has done for us. We don't want to have those swing low, sweet chariot moments, because we all can do that, because we've all been through something. Going over here and I'm talking to Doug and I'm giving him my stories. Then I'll go and talk to Tom and I'm giving him my stories. Then I'll go and talk to Charles and I'm giving him my stories. Okay. Sooner or later, I said, hopefully somebody will say, hey, Pastor, snap out of it. Right? Snap out of it. But take heart. We've all been through this. We've all gone through some things. Take heart. You realize that you are overcomers, and I don't like being anything less than what God has already called me to be. Even in the book of James, it says, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you're facing these trials. You know, there's a crown of rejoicing in the body of Christ that we have, that we could partake in. The Amplified Version says, be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. You need to be a person that's so confident in God that your focus is on the part of overcoming rather than the trials. You're so focused, you're not even bothered by it. How is it that person gets going through this storm and yet it's still unwavering? They're still praying. They're still believing and trusting God. They're still showing up for church and functions and things. They're still able to speak into somebody else's life. How is it that they're able to do this and they just lost family members or what have you? It's their trust in God. They're not leaning on their own understanding. It's not their own strength that they're going off of. They're trusting in the Lord. And if you're down and out right now, I'm going to let you know. It's like, who's your trust in? Where's your faith at? Is it in God and is it in his word, or is it in yourself? Because if you're believing that something, you have to do something all the time in that sense, the thing you need to do is just believe in his word. Believe it and speak it. See, we don't just walk in victory. We have to talk the victory. We talk about walking in victory, but part of that is talking in victory. It's what you say matters. What you say matters. It may not matter in other people's lives, but it matters in your life. Are you speaking the word over your life? Are you prophesying over your life? Are you settling? Have you settled? Are you good? Are you getting complacent? Because I don't want us to get complacent. And where God wants to take us, I don't want us to get complacent at all. I said, there's going to be times I'm going to be challenged. It's almost every single day. Do y'all know who I live with? I mean, she's out walking every single day. Rain, sleet, or snow. That challenges me. She started walking one day. I got up and I started running in place. Okay. It's not a competition. I said, but actions sometimes speak louder than words. It's what you do. Matthew 5:9, it says this, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This word peace in the New Testament shows up about 90 times and about almost close to 250 times in the entire Bible. What is peace? Peace. When you're wanting peace, you don't trade it for the truth. Sometimes people won't say stuff because they want peace, but then they'll abstain from the truth, from actually telling the truth. You're just avoiding the situation. I don't know about you, but I have to know the truth. Now, I don't probe people for information, but I'm just going to speak the truth. I told you, I can't manage a lie very well, and I choose not to. Chasing this over here, putting that person, I can't do that. That's just talking about it. I'm tired. But see, when you're dealing in relationships, here's the thing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will he lie to you? So there are some things that God, that Jesus does stand when it comes to principles in his life. God will not alter or change the thing that comes out of his mouth. Change the word. He exalts his word even above his name. So think about us, getting before God. He knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. He knows what we're getting ready to say, and we still can't be honest with him. Start there. All right, God, yep, I messed up, Lord. I need some help in this area, Father. Can you give me some help? I need to change. I'm having a hard time trusting you in this situation. Or trusting what your word says. Just be transparent with them. God will show you who he really is. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you if you're just honest. We gotta get to the place where we're honest before him. We can't trick him. Seriously, he knows our heart. He knows if we're ornery or not. He knows those things. He knows we like to tell jokes at times. Just ask him, Lord, what is it in me that's stopping me from going to where you want me to be? What's that blocker right there? What's blocking me? What's keeping me from that? What's keeping me from receiving what other people say about me or what have you? What is stopping me? Just be honest with him. And I guarantee you, he'll tell you. You may not like the answer, but he'll tell you. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets you who were before you. Those prophets got persecuted so much, and they still went out and done it. I'll be like, Lord, you remember what happened to the last one? We read about it in the scrolls. We read about it. What happened to all the prophets? And you want me to go? Yeah. It's one of those don't stone the messenger thing. You know, God's going to have you do something that you may not want to do, but it's going to be beneficial for those, for you, and for those who need to hear it. And I guarantee you it's going to be with the truth. He's going to have you say something. He's going to have you deliver something. He's going to have you give something that's going to be impactful in somebody else's life. You got to be bold enough to trust him at his word. One of my biggest fears was standing up here and doing this. Knew I had a call on my life years ago. That's why I ran here, to get away from that. It was like a Jonah type deal. No, I'm not doing that. You have a call? Don't want that. No. And ran smacked right into it. Sitting there talking. Y'all know I had my spiral blue notebook and how I wanted my wife to be and everything else. We're sitting there talking on the couch in my living room. You remember that? We would hang out so much. We used to order tacos. I lived right across like Catty Corner from Taco Shop. We would have them deliver it because we were so intense in our game playing and stuff, what have you. So we just had them deliver it. It's like, really? It's like right across the street. But she came and she started talking. We started sharing, and she was talking about all, you know, her dad and her family and stuff. And, you know, they're part of a church. And I hear the Lord say, there's your wife. Wow. One guy. That's what you've been praying for. That's what you wrote down. I said, okay. Starting here, I was doing everything I could to stay out of it. Marietta's looking for somebody to play drum. Tim, play drum. What are you doing? It's like Mary with Jesus at the wine, you know? It's not my time yet. But see, that went from there to other things into here. You're thinking you're getting away from God, but you're not. You're trying to delay it, but you know what? He's got something else planned for you. Go ahead and serve and greet. Next thing you know, you'd probably be leading Bible studies and leading people to God. Because the reality of it is that whatever God has purposed on your heart, it's going to come to pass. If you allow yourself to yield to him, he will bring it to pass if you yield yourself to him. Don't be afraid of that. It'll be beneficial because it's not just for you. It's to help everyone else, all the lives that you're going to be able to impact. The path that God has for you may differ from someone else. Everyone, we all trying to walk that narrow road, and that's going to be a difficult road because you're going to have a lot of obstacles. One of the things is that I'm not trying to be the obstacle for my wife. I'm not trying to be the obstacle for Richard. I want to help him to overcome those obstacles, to run through it. Let's remove it, get this out of the way, whatever the case may be, so we can walk that straight and narrow. There's going to be obstacles. The enemy is going to throw obstacles in your life. But I'm not trying to be the obstacle in somebody else's life. That would be counterproductive, especially in the kingdom. Where did Jesus go around putting diseases on people? And then go around and ta-da, I did it. We got him healed. No. If a kingdom is divided against itself, it will not stand. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A George, no, it's one, divided against himself That's why we're called to love one another. And this is how they'll know you are my disciples, your love for one another. And we may all come from dysfunctional families. I don't think there's ever, never not been sibling rivalry. Who in here, your kids never fought? That's life. Everyone's kids fought. That's why you guys always fight. It's just how we are. It's how you raised us. Tasiah and TJ's probably, yes, they go at it a little bit. See? But it all comes right back to Pops, because Pops is actually the funniest one in the family. TJ's saying no. But everybody's laughing, see? The last year the Lord took me on a journey about being obedient. Obedient to him, obedient to his word. And I can't tell you how many times where me walking in his obedience, it affected a lot of other people. Because they wanted me to do what they wanted me to do, but I needed to be obedient to him because there's something he was trying to show me. I got into that place to where, okay, I can receive that, but at the same time, I'm going to pray about it. Not share with you the FCA thing. Okay, I'm going to be obedient to you. Man, I wanted to preach. I wanted to share with those teens and get right back at it again. And the Lord said, pray about it. And I did. And he goes, I didn't open up that door. Man, it's an opportunity. And God never opened it up. That was someone else. Not to discredit. I'm not trying to. But I want to walk through the doors he opens for me. Not the ones I try to make for myself. I'm not trying to call people up and say, hey, man, let me come and preach and do all this other stuff. I probably wouldn't accept it if the Lord says no, even if it didn't matter. Because I want to be obedient to him. When you get to the place to where you want what he wants for you, everything else becomes easy to say no. You're going to take some backlash for it, but that's part of living. That's part of persecution. That's part of your faith in Christ. So we don't just walk the victory. We have to talk it. What are you saying? Matthew 12 says this. A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes. This is Jesus talking. How could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Whatever's in your heart determines what you say. We were playing Wednesday nights. Y'all need to get out. Playing some pickleball. I remember turning to Shane, I said, and I missed the ball. I mean, I whiffed in front of everybody. I'm like, and it just went over my head. How about cuss on that one? Being an athlete, or used to be, you have expectations. I said, that thing almost came out of me. I was like, doggone, Lord, please forgive me on that one. For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces what? Good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. They will know you by your fruit. So then why do you think we're supposed to be doing good works? And it's not works to obtain salvation. It's works because you've already accepted what Jesus has done for you, because you are saved by grace through faith. That person is just always good. Some people can be so good, it almost make you sick. How can you be nice all the time? How can you be kind all the time? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that we are spirit beings. We possess a mind and we live in a body. We walk by the Spirit. We live by the Spirit. We also should talk by the Spirit. So it should be comfortable for us to live by the Spirit, and it should be uncomfortable for us to live by the flesh if we're living from the inside out. And I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. Say what God says about you. Speak life over your situation. Why would you want to see death? If you want to see death, it's the things that held you. It's the things that tripped you up. It's the things that comes to break you down and kill you off. It's the things that comes to cause division. Speak death over that, and then speak life over your situation. When nothing's happening, continue to do it. Continue to give thanks. Lord, I thank you that I have no debt. Lord, I thank you that this sickness in my life is over with. Lord, I thank you that my relationships are strong. Lord, I thank you that I got favor on, that I have favor on my job. Lord, I thank you that the words that I speak to people's lives, they actually listen and understand. Come on. God isn't going off of what we may say over here. He's going off of what he's already spoken about you. He sees you exactly how he sees Jesus, how he sees himself. That's what he's looking at, your heart. You've got to be able to see that too. If you keep saying, I'm no good, I'm not a good father, I'm not a good husband, I'm not a good, I said, Lord, change what's ever in me. That's saying that. As long as we're here on this earth, there will always be seed time and harvest. Boy, I love that. You got weeds growing up in your life, you can till that weed out and pull it out or what have you, and just till your heart. And just begin to plant good things in here. Got a garden that's growing out of control or what have you, just filled with weeds, you can go in there every single day. You're just going out and complaining. You realize nothing's ever going to happen if you don't put it to work, put your hands to work or what have you. If you see certain situations in your life that is just crazy and you don't do anything about it, it's going to continue to be that way. This isn't hocus pocus. Just magically, it's going to happen. You got to say something. Put your angels to work. Put the word of God, put your faith to work. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Because if you actually knew what was on the inside of you, who is living on the inside of you, greater is he that lives in me than he that is in this world. You would attempt mighty, great, and powerful things. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. I love that movie, Rocky. People don't like Rocky 5. You like 4. I like 5. The reason why I like 5, because when you got Tommy was coming out and he was talking mess. And then Paulie was standing up for Rocky that was in that bar and stuff and what have you. And then Paulie said, you're a bum. He took care of you. He did all this other stuff. And then Tommy laid him out. And then Rocky goes over to Paulie. And then Tommy's still talking mess. He goes, you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down? Whew, I love that. He goes, we'll do this in the ring. my ring's outside. I was like, I like that. And then Tommy, you know, Rocky got the best of him. And then Tommy got the best and what have you. And then he was getting ready to leave. He goes, yo, Tommy, one more round. I didn't hear no bell. See, when you're down and out, when you think you failed, there's still one more round. And you don't stop fighting until you win. You don't just walk in victory. You got to talk in victory. Because at the end of the day, you belong to Jesus. And even when it looks like you lose, you still win. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction. You still win. Talk to victory. Well, that might be, people might think that I'm conceited. No, it's just confidence in God. Let them think that. It's okay. Because God is the one who's looking at your heart. People will always look at your actions, but God will look at your heart. Because our actions will sometimes be different from what our heart might be saying. I try to be as transparent as I can. I don't like the Chiefs. They win too much. So I can see. You got to understand, the biggest battle that you're ever going to have is where? Anybody? Right here. Get out of this. Renew it with the word of God. That's going to be your biggest battle. Your mind. Don't allow the enemy to live rent-free in your mind. Just roaming around. The things he'll plant in you. You're no good. Go ahead and take your life. You don't need to be living anymore. You're not ever going to get healed. You're going to stay broke. You don't have any friends. You're going to be broke, busted up, and disgusted for the rest of your life. You can't discipline your body. You don't have any self-control. Your marriage is going to fail. Your kids don't respect you anymore. What thoughts are you allowing to roam free? Make him pay by speaking the word. Faith is the currency in the kingdom of God. Make the enemy pay. For what he has done. Jesus already done it. You keep him under your feet. Be bold. Be courageous. And all that God has called you to do. Don't just walk to victory. You got to talk to victory. Death and life are where? The power. The tongue is like a flame. It will ignite certain things in your life. Why not allow it to ignite your life? Your purpose. We can do the negative thing, but why don't we do the positive thing and allow it to ignite revival? Allow it to ignite us to repentance. Allow it to ignite us in our relationships. Ignite it. Set it aflame. Be bold about it. When was the last time you said, not today, Satan? The devil is a lie. I don't agree with that. That's not what the word says. Get tough with it. Excuse me, Mr. Devil. There's some people who are so polite, they will address the devil like that. I don't like him because I don't like what he does in people's lives. And he has no power, just deception. You belong to Jesus. So bring life with you. That abundant life. You belong to Christ. You're his. You are a chosen generation. Bring life. It's in the power of your tongue, death and life, not someone else's tongue for your life, your life. If you don't like what you see in your life, speak the word of God. And don't you dare back down. Stand on the word. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done, Lord. We thank you that we don't just walk it, we talk it, Lord. If there's anything that we may have said unknowingly, Lord, Father God, we just cancel that out in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our judge. And you are a judge that judges righteously. Help us to continue to speak life over situations, not just in our own, but in other people. We carry the light for the body of Christ, Lord. And we just thank you for the impact that we have, not only in our families, but in this city. We thank you for overflow in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Well, let's stand. Let's stand. Speak it. Ask the Lord to catch it for you. Set a guard, a watch over your mouth, our mouths. It's not behavior modification or anything like that. It's just, Lord, I just want to speak your word. I'm going to be as funny as Pastor Tim. No, I'm not that funny. But you're a lot more valuable to people than you think. It's not just your kids. You're a lot more valuable than what you think. And don't back down from what you've been believing the Lord for. Amen. God bless you. Lord, we thank you for favor for every person in this room. We thank you for opportunities for your doors to open up in their life. We thank you for the impact that you have in their life, Lord, and that they continue to be a blessing to other people. We thank you for multiplied families, children being had, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for grandbabies. We thank you for babies. We thank you for wives. And we thank you for husbands, for people that need them. We thank you for them coming into their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You coming out 6:30 Wednesday night. Pickleball.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.